Go ahead.
A 110-foot-high wind turbine sprouted this week on the campus of the Lakeshore Technical College just north of Sheboygan.
You know, when the wind comes along and it blows the rotor of the generator, it's going to put a lot of force on it. We don't want the tower to blow over in the wind or anything like that, so we need to tighten these bolts down with maximum force.
Dave Bernhardt is part of a crew from 7th Generation Energy Systems. He's using a long-handled socket wrench and a sledgehammer to tighten the bolts that anchor the turbine's tower to a concrete pad in the middle of a cornfield on the edge of the college campus. His job is just one of many the fledgling wind farm industry has spawned in Wisconsin. His boss, 7th Generation Energy's owner, Dave Blecker, says more young people like him will be needed.
You notice standing here talking to me now, the beard is getting a little gray, the hair is getting a little gray. We need young people to come into the industry to develop the skills to be able to carry on and service these machines. There's going to be hundreds of them built in Wisconsin. They all need periodic maintenance, and we're depending on the youth to be able to fulfill Wisconsin's destiny for a cleaner energy future.
The dean of the Lakeshore Technical College's Agriculture, Trade, and Industry Department says this new turbine can play a role in that process. Doug Lindsay says the college is already training welders for a local company that builds towers for wind turbines. He says the same company will soon start reconditioning and selling the turbines themselves.
And that means all of our electromechanical grads have potential for that business as well. So it's one of those businesses that raises a lot of boats.
And he says his staff are writing curriculum now for more wind-related classes. He points up at the tower where one of his teachers, Jennifer Eigenberger, is helping to mount the huge rotor blades on the new wind turbine.
Jenny's up there at the top right now, my industrial electrician apprentice instructor. First female one in the state of Wisconsin's at the top of the tower right now. She's got a program planned with the local IBEW for October on interconnection and hookup. What the electrical work and the electronics work to get it hooked to the utility company.
Eigenberger says she'd like to offer classes for wind technicians that include everything from climbing the tower to feeding the wind power into the main energy grid. She says elementary and high school students statewide will also benefit from this new huge teaching aid. A special computer mounted on the tower will broadcast data to the college's computer.
We're planning on starting up a website where middle school students, high school students, actually anybody who really wants to could log on to our LTC website, click on the section that deals with our wind turbine. They can see the wind speed, they can see how much power we've produced.
It's projected this wind turbine will generate about $15,000 worth of energy a year, about 5% of the college's energy needs. That's enough electricity to run the college's welding workshop for a year. More importantly, according to tower builder Dave Blecker, it's an important advertisement for wind power.
We're sitting here right on Interstate 43. I'm guessing tens of thousands of cars go by, and now they're going to see a wind turbine up in the air, and it's going to make people more aware that, hey, this is something that we can do, that we should be supportive of, and works in Wisconsin.
The number of wind turbines in the state is expected to double over the next few years, but whether or not wind power will generate more students of wind energy and the jobs to employ them remains to be seen. The college's Doug Lindsay is taking a wait-and-see approach.
There's a potential of a new commercial wind farm in Manitowoc County. Now, that's the first in our district. And we kind of have to balance between community need. We might need plumbers before we need those people. Right? So that's the trade-off.
At the very least, Lindsay says the college's experience with its new wind turbine will be a case study that other colleges and communities can use when deciding whether or not to put up their own wind turbines. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.